This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Yemeni Houthi rebels have shot down two American MQ-9 Reaper drones in under a week, further highlighting the regional spread of the Israel-Hamas war. The United States military said Wednesday that the Houthis shot down the first Reaper on September 10th and the second on Monday. Online video showed the downing and the flaming wreckage on the ground afterward in Yemen's Damar province. As a one-year anniversary of the war approaches, the Houthis continue a campaign to target ships traveling through the Red Sea as U.S.-led airstrikes pound their positions in Yemen. Their imperiled waterway that typically sees about $1 trillion of trade pass through it, as well as crucial shipments of war to war-torn Yemen, have been affected by everything. The phased election for choosing a local government in Indian-controlled Kashmir has opened in the first such vote since the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government stripped the disputed region of its special status 5 years ago. Authorities deployed thousands of additional police and paramilitary soldiers in the region's seven southern districts, where over 2.3 million residents are eligible to cast their votes for 24 lawmakers in Wednesday's first phase of that vote. Troops carrying rifles set up checkpoints. They also patrolled constituencies as locals lined up to vote. The second and third phases will be held later. Votes will be counted and results will be released on October 8th. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of activists and opposition leaders from the Bangladesh National Party have rallied in the capital, and they demanded on Tuesday a democratic transition through an election. The interim government has not yet set a voting time frame. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus became interim leader after the former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina fled during a mass uprising. Protests began over government job quotas in July and then turned into an anti-government movement. Major political parties like the BNP want elections soon but also want time for reforms. The government also granted magistrate powers to military officials for several months. South Korea and Japan's military say North Korea has test-fired ballistic missiles, multiple ballistic missiles. The launches Wednesday were made days after North Korea showcased a secretive uranium enrichment facility. The leader, Kim Jong-un, had been calling for a rapid expansion of his nuclear weapons program. Japan's defense ministry did not provide details about the missiles, including their type and range. Japan's Coast Guard said that the missiles had likely fallen into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. Analysts suggested North Korea might conduct more tests to influence the upcoming U.S. election. Zimbabwe and Namibia will have planned to slaughter hundreds of wild elephants and other animals to feed hunger-stricken residents amid severe drought conditions in southern African countries. Zimbabwe said Monday it would allow the killing of 200 elephants so that their meat can be distributed among needy communities, while in Zambia the killing of more than 700 wild animals is underway as part of a plan announced 3 weeks ago. Wildlife officials in Zimbabwe say some residents will be given permits to hunt the elephants and the rest will be killed by officials. The animals will be taken from an area where the population has been unsustainable. Thousands of anti-government demonstrators marching in support of Bolivia's former socialist president Evo Morales were clashing with counter-protesters blocking their way, a stark sign of an escalating power struggle in the Andean nation and his most brazen show of force yet against the current president. The former president sent word to his followers to mobilize what he called the March to Save Bolivia, a 190-kilometer trek from a small village to the capital of La Paz, denouncing the government of his protege-turned-bitter rival. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.